From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I am Stephanie Oriana. It's Tuesday, June 17th. Coming up, shame tied to menstruation is more common than you might expect. We hear from young women in Illinois about their experiences. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. President Trump's new national security directive banning travelers from 12 foreign countries is hitting close to home for African communities in East Central Illinois. The administration is restricting travel from several countries on the continent, including the Republic of Congo. John Matunda, or more commonly known as Papa John, is the president of the Champaign County Congolese Community Organization. He and the vast majority of Congolese people in the area come from a different country, the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. But he says they're still worried their region could be next.
I don't have fear, I have tears about to come out if they say today they ban the country where I came from.
The Champaign-Urbana area is home to more than 6,000 Congolese people. Matunda says a handful are from the country hit with the travel ban, but he says the entire community is concerned. Federal funding for nearly all Feed the Future Innovation Lab programs ended this spring when the Trump administration shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development. But some of the universities hosting the programs are still working on agricultural development with partners in developing countries. Dave Shirley at Michigan State University says his school is one of the host universities trying to continue research using their own funding. But he says now they have fewer resources they can provide.
This cancellation was a big deal for our partners as well. Very, very big deal for many of them.
And even with $1 million grant from an anonymous donor, the University of Illinois has had to pare back the work of its soybean innovation lab from 24 countries to just one. Of the 17 innovation labs, only one, located at Kansas State, is still getting funding. Champaign County is asking residents to submit photos of streets, roads, and sidewalks that they consider to be dangerous. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more.
The county's Regional Planning Commission will use the results of its survey to apply for grants and make improvements to local infrastructure. Matt Robb is with the planning organization. He says safe transportation options are important for the community.
It allows, you know, local businesses to be able to function well and get the resources they need. It also lets, you know, those of us who walk and bike to work to get there safely and in one piece. It also allows our children to also go get to school, and that also lets them have more physical activity.
People are also encouraged to submit photos of corridors that may have an unsafe design. That could mean unclear markings at intersections, unmarked pedestrian crossings, or uneven sidewalks. The survey runs through the end of June. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
There's more information about the survey at ipmnewsroom.org. More of us are active in the summer, and that means two things. Trauma-related injuries increase, and so does the need for blood donations. Connie Esparza is the communications director for the Red Cross of Illinois. Esparza says many regular donors miss their appointments in the summer.
We see an increase in activities, right? And obviously also opportunities for more accidents, which then could necessitate that inventory a lot quicker than possibly other times of the year.
Blood donations in the country decrease around 20% during the summer. In Champaign-Urbana, you can donate blood at several places, including Impact Life and CSL Plasma. Still to come, shame tied to menstruation is more common than you might expect. We hear from young women in Illinois about their experiences. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 88 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 70 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 85 degrees. A few storms could become severe during the afternoon with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 65 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 84 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, is it possible to change who you are, your personality? The writer Olga Hazan gave herself a year to go from dwelling in dread to radiating joy. Her new book is Me, But Better, The Science and Promise of Personality Change. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Orellana. Every day, hundreds of millions of people around the world are on their period. Yet stigma, shame, and embarrassment tied to menstruation is common across cultures and international boundaries. If you've ever had a period, you probably have a story. Yesterday, we hear from Khadija Mara in Sierra Leone. In this piece, we hear from Dionysia Fabian, Gabby Sams, Cher Wong, Grace Williamson, Emerson Buckley, and Grace Cesaretti.
When I first got my period, I was in the fourth grade, and there was just one instance. It was maybe like my fourth or fifth time getting my period. I was sitting in my English class, and I was in a lot of pain. I would get cramps that would shoot up to my spine. And as a 10-year-old trying to focus and having those types of pain, you get super overwhelmed. And so I started to cry. I remember my teacher at the time, he came up to me and asked me why I was crying. And I said it was my time of the month and I was in a lot of pain. And he said, well, women every day deal with that. They're able to do everything and function as a normal human being, so you should too. So I kind of sat there and I like cried, and he yelled at me because I wouldn't stop crying. And then he made me get up and go to this desk that was in the corner, isolated by itself, and told me to sit there and think about my actions because I was causing a scene for no reason and it was unnecessary. But yeah, that was like the first time that I really felt ashamed to have my period and also like afraid.
My relatives were driving me up to an internship I had over the summer. We were almost there, but I was like, hey, like, guys, can we stop really quick? I have to go change my tampon before I get to this internship building. And my female relative just like turned her head towards me and she was like, don't talk about your period with your uncle in the car. He doesn't want to hear that. And I was just like, oh my God, you know. And I don't think my uncle really even cared. I think it made her more uncomfortable than it did my male relative. My female relative yelling at me for having a period or bringing up the fact that they exist, honestly, it made me more defiant. Like now I will like go out of my way to bring it up, like, oh yeah, hey, like I need to go change my tampon. I'm on my period. I'll be right back, guys.
I don't think it's something to be ashamed of. I don't want to feel something to be ashamed of, but I just kind of get rid of the feeling that sometimes I feel guilty or shame. Growing up, they give the period a lot of nicknames. Like your relative is here, your auntie is here. They don't call it properly. That sort of impression passed down to me from older, more traditional, more conservative generation. And although I rationally know this is not something I should be ashamed of, I still felt a lot of conflict internally. For example, I have a partner right now. There are times when I'm at home and I might need him to help me get products. I feel guilty for asking him, and it's a, I don't know why I'm getting emotional over this, but it's like a very conflict feelings to know it's not something I should be ashamed of, but at the same time, like, having the feeling that this is not a very bright thing to be talking about.
I think the first time I had my period, I remember I was home and I went to the bathroom, and then I realized it was happening. I just remember this like weight hanging over me and like feeling embarrassed when my dad found out. And I just started crying because I was really overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the rest of my life.
The first day I got my period, it was actually a really good day. I just spent all day at my grandma's pool with four of my good friends. We just spent a long day swimming. And then I went up to go change in the bathroom. And first thing I saw was a bunch of blood. I was super scared. I didn't know if something was wrong with me. I didn't know if I was hurt, or I didn't want other people to view me as not a kid anymore, as like, oh, this makes you a woman, when I was still just a 12-year-old girl. I just was scared to feel judged.
Carrying a pad or a tampon like out in public, the most shameful thing that you can possibly do. Like, you cannot carry a pad or a tampon in your hand. You gotta hide that in your shirt if you don't have pockets, which how many girl clothes have pockets? So like, you gotta find somewhere to put that when you're going to the bathroom, and you better not get caught. So yeah, there's a lot of like little details, I think, in being ashamed of your period.
This story was reported and produced by IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink, with additional reporting from Juliana Means. This story is a project of the Illinois Partnership for African Women's Health Narratives from the University of Illinois. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Mayon Tar, Jim Meadows, Arjun Tucker, Caitlin Devitt, Sam Rink, and Juliana Means. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.